Now let's look at the Sabbath day, which was the unit of measurement. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, Concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Now God gives these instructions to Moses, who is to deliver them directly to the people. If you'll notice, as you go through this book, that God always directs his instructions to certain people, and it's well to note the ones to whom he's directing it. He tells Moses now, as the lawgiver, you speak to the children of Israel. These feasts had to do with the tabernacle, and somebody says, well, why didn't he say to the priests? Well, because these feasts were times when the nation came together, when the people came together, and it fitted into the yearly calendar of Israel. And it just simply stated that they were holy seasons, each having a particular and a peculiar emphasis. Although all are not given here, as is indicated, I think, that is, all the details of each one of the feasts are not given here. And the reason is that the complete prophetic dealings of God with this world in time here is given. Each feast was typical of some great event in the program of God for the world. And I want you to notice that. Passover, that's the crucifixion of Christ, the death of Christ. Unleavened bread, that's the fellowship we have with Christ because of his death. First fruits is resurrection. Pentecost, the beginning of the church. Trumpets, that'll have to do with that which brings them back into that land someday. And then the great day of atonement. That's the day that speaks of the work of Christ upon the cross for us. And then the tabernacle speaks of the time when they're going to be back in that land. My friend, you have the whole picture given to us right here in this calendar. And it's a marvelous calendar, by the way. Now, let me go over this with you again very carefully. God says to them, the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them, Concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It's the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Now, the weekly Sabbath cannot properly, of course, be labeled one of the feast days. It's pre-Mosaic to begin with. Goes back to the original creation. It was repeated to Israel in Deuteronomy with an additional reason for its observance. It's representative of their deliverance from Egypt. God says in Deuteronomy 5:15, And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. You notice it's tied in with their deliverance from Egypt. Now they had to work every day down there. Now they are to set aside one day to worship God, because that tells them God has delivered them out of slavery. Now I believe that the reason that we today should observe the first day of the week, which is Sunday, the early church, of course, observed it, but it's the day our Lord came back from the dead. And that's the day that full deliverance is given to us, that he's delivered for our offenses, raised for our justification. And now that we've been saved, then we honor Christ by setting aside the first day of the week. But that's not the point right here at this time. But I wanted to say that because there are those that are insisting, of course, that we go back to the Sabbath. That belongs to the old creation. We belong to a new creation. If any man be in Christ, there is a new creation. We belong to that. Now, it was the yardstick of time for Israel. It spoke of cessation from all labor and activity. It speaks of a new week that's going to begin the first day of the week, and a new creation. It was also prophetic. It looked forward to redemption. We are told in Hebrews 4:9, there remaineth therefore a rest, that is, a keeping of the Sabbath to the people of God. You see, man lost the rest of the first creation, but now rest is his today through redemption, and only through redemption. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God, for he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. There's a rest for the people of God. What is that? That your sins are forgiven. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll rest you. The rest of redemption. And we find here, rest and redemption are the twofold aspect of the Sabbath day.